Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldat, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Yud Beis. The first parak, Ha'isha Nikneis. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that a man once gave a woman a date for Kedushin, and Shmuel ruled that even if an entire korah of dates is only worth a dinar, and a single date is less than a pruta, she's considered married. Chashin Shem Shavar Pruta B'Madai, we're concerned that perhaps it's worth a pruta in Madai where dates are less available. Although Beis Hillel taught in the Mishnah that a pruta is required for Kedushin, which Shmuel's ruling appears to make irrelevant since there's always a concern that's worth a pruta elsewhere, the Gemara explains, the Mishnah's minimum requirement is relevant for definite Kedushin, to invalidate another man's Kedushin. And Shmuel's statement pertains to a doubtful Kedushin, meaning a concern for possible Kedushin. A man once married a woman with a blue stone, and another man married her afterwards. Rav Chista evaluated the stone to see if it was worth a pruta to determine if she was married to the first or second man. Since Shmuel says that even with an item worth less than a pruta, we're concerned that it's worth a pruta elsewhere, the Gemara explains that Rav Chista disagrees with Shmuel. Point number two, after Rav Chista determined that the stone was not worth a pruta and she was married to the second man, the first man's mother told Rav Chista that the stone was worth a pruta on the day of the Kedushin. Rav Chista responded, Lav kol kaminach, da asras la abasra, it's not within your ability to prohibit her to the second man through your testimony. He compared this to an incident where Yehudas, Rabbi Chiya's wife, quoted her mother as saying her father accepted Kedushin for her when she was young and she was forbidden to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya responded that her mother's testimony is not believed. Here, too, the mother's testimony about the stone's value is ignored. The rabbis asked Rav Chista that there were witnesses to the Kedushin Edis who knew the stone was worth a pruta then. He responded with a quote of Rabbi Chanin regarding a captive status for Kohanim, Eidea Batzad Istan V'Teasar. There are witnesses in the north who are not present to testify and she should be forbidden? We're not concerned about witnesses who are absent. Abai and Rava disagreed with the comparison, saying that a captive's case allows for greater leniency, and the rabbis did not marry this family's descendants. And point number three, a man once married a woman with a mat of hadassim. When he was told that it was worth less than a pruta, he responded, let her become married with the four zuz wrapped inside it. She kept the money and was silent. Rava said, Havishtikusa de lachem matam maus. This case is silence after money was given. Bekoshtikusa de lachem matam maus lav kumhi. And any silence after money was given is meaningless and does not constitute consent. Rava brought a proof from a brisa which taught that if someone tells a woman to guard a tzelah of his and afterwards tells her to accept her for kedushin, mishas matam maus mukadeshes. If the kedushin proposal was made at the time the money was given, she's married because she accepted it for kedushin. Lachem matam maus. But if the proposal was made after the money was given, Rasta Mikudeshes or Rasta in Mikudeshes. Then if she consented to Kedushin, she's married, but if she did not consent, she's not married. The implication is that even a lack of consent is sufficient at the time money is given, which must mean silence, and yet it's still insufficient after the money was already given. Some Amoraim objected to comparing the cases and were concerned for Kedushin in Rava's case. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara relates that a man once gave a woman a date for Kedushin, and Shmuel ruled that even if an entire korah of dates is only worth a dinar, and a single date is less than a pruta, she's considered married. Chashin Shem Shavar Pruta B'Madai, we're concerned that perhaps it's worth a pruta in Madai where dates are less available. Although Beis Hillel taught in the Mishnah that a pruta is required for Kedushin, which Shmuel's ruling appears to make irrelevant since there's always a concern that's worth a pruta elsewhere, the Gemara explains, the Mishnah's minimum requirement is relevant for definite Kedushin, to invalidate another man's Kedushin. And Shmuel's statement pertains to a doubtful Kedushin, meaning a concern for possible Kedushin. A man once married a woman with a blue stone, and another man married her afterwards. Rav Chista evaluated the stone to see if it was worth a pruta to determine if she was married to the first or second man. Since Shmuel says that even with an item worth less than a pruta, we're concerned that it's worth a pruta elsewhere, the Gemara explains that Rav Chista disagrees with Shmuel. Point number two, after Rav Chista determined that the stone was not worth a pruta and she was married to the second man, the first man's mother told Rav Chista that the stone was worth a pruta on the day of the Kedushin. Rav Chista responded, Lav kol kaminach, da asras la abasra, it's not within your ability to prohibit her to the second man through your testimony. He compared this to an incident where Yehudas, Rabbi Chiya's wife, quoted her mother as saying her father accepted Kedushin for her when she was young and she was forbidden to Rabbi Chiya. Rechi responded that her mother's testimony is not believed. Here, too, the mother's testimony about the stone's value is ignored. The rabbis asked Rav Chista that there were witnesses to the Kedushin Edis who knew the stone was worth a pruta then. He responded with a quote of Rabbi Chanin regarding a captive status for Kohanim, Eidea Batzad Istan V'Teasar. There are witnesses in the north who are not present to testify and she should be forbidden? We're not concerned about witnesses who are absent. Abai and Rava disagreed with the comparison, saying that a captive's case allows for greater leniency, and the rabbis did not marry this family's descendants. And point number three, a man once married a woman with a mat of hadassim. When he was told that it was worth less than a pruta, he responded, let her become married with the four zuz wrapped inside it. She kept the money and was silent. Rava said, Havishtikusa de lachar matan malus. This case is silence after money was given. Bekoshtikusa de lachar matan malus lav klumhi. And any silence after money was given is meaningless and does not constitute consent. Rava brought a proof from a brice which taught that if someone tells a woman to guard a cella of his and afterwards tells her to accept it for kedushin, mishas matan malus mukadeshes. If the kedushin proposal was made at the time the money was given, she's married because she accepted it for kedushin. Lachar matan malus. But if the proposal was made after the money was given, Rasta Mukadeshes will Rasta in Mukadeshes. Then if she consented to Kedushin, she's married. But if she did not consent, she's not married. The implication is that even a lack of consent is sufficient at the time money is given, which must mean silence. And yet, it's still insufficient after the money was already given. Some Amoraim objected to comparing the cases and were concerned for Kedushin in Rava's case. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers. So here goes. 6 of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Sheva Pruta in Madai. And the other 6 brothers were distracted, telling the mother of the man who was Makadosha with the blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Sheva Pruta. That they didn't notice that their other sister sat in silence after a man told her she should become Mukadeshis with the Farzuz wrapped in the Hadassim he gave her earlier. So once again, it's a motion. 6 of the Diamond Brothers, 6 brothers and another 6, 12 brothers all together? That must be more in Duff. Yud Beis. 6 of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Sheva Pruta in Madai, which reminds us. The Gemara relates that a man once gave a woman a date for Kedushin, and Shmuel ruled that even if an entire core of dates is only worth a dinar, and a single date is less than a Pruta, she's considered married. Chayshin and Shem and Sheva Pruta in Madai were concerned that perhaps it's worth a Pruta in Madai where dates are less available. So, 6 of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Sheva Pruta in Madai, and the other 6 brothers were distracted telling the mother of the man who was Makadosher with a blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Sheva Pruta, which reminds us, a man once married a woman with a blue stone and another man married her afterwards. Rav Chista evaluated the stone to see if it was worth a Pruta to determine if she was married to the first or second man. After Rav Chista determined that the stone was not worth a Pruta and she was married to the second man, the first man's mother told Rav Chista that the stone was worth a Pruta on the day of the Kedushin. Rav Chista responded, Lev kol kaminach da asras la'abasva, is not within your ability to prohibit her to the second man through your testimony. So, 6 of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Sheva Pruta Madai, and the other 6 brothers were distracted telling the mother of the man who was Makadosh with the blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Sheva Pruta, that they didn't notice that their other sister sat in silence after a man told her she should become Mukadeshis with the 4 Zuz wrapped in the Hadassim he gave her earlier, which reminds us, a man once married a woman with a mat of hadassim. When he was told it was worth less than a pruta, he responded, let her become married with the 4 zuz wrapped inside it. She kept the money and was silent. Rava said, havishtikusa delachar matan malus. The case is silence after money was given. Bekoshtikusa delachar matan malus lav kumhi. And any silence after money is given is meaningless and does not constitute consent. So once again, 6 of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Sheva Pruta Madai, and the other 6 brothers were distracted telling the mother of the man who was Makadosh with the blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Sheva Pruta, that they did not notice that their other sister sat in silence after a man told her she should become Mukadeshus with the 4 Zuz wrapped in the Hadassim he gave her earlier. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Chazara. Dav Ches. So the Simmer Dav Ches is a challah. So here goes. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah. Challah? That must mean we're on Dav Ches. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, which reminds us, if one said, Egel zeh b'chamish slime l'pinyan b'ni, accept this calf as 5 slime for the redemption of my firstborn son, he's redeemed. Rav Yosef assumes that the calf must be worth 5 slime, for otherwise the pinyan couldn't be valid. The Gemara explains that the calf is actually worth less than 5 slime. Still, the pinyan is valid since it's where the kohen accepted it on himself as if it were worth 5 slime. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be makadosh a woman with amana by only giving her a dinar, which reminds us, Rav Elazar said, if one says, he's kachli b'mana, but nasal a dinar, be married to me with amana, and he only gave her a dinar, harzo mekudeshes v'yashlim, she's married immediately and he must complete the payment later. Since he offered amana and only gave a dinar, kamanda amrla amanastami, it's like he said to her she should be married immediately on condition he gives her a mana. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be makadosh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar. after she told him that giving her his baking set as a mashkon simply won't do, which reminds us, Rav quoted Rav Nachman, if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon, collateral for it, she's not married. Mana inkan, mashkon inkan. There's no money here given to her, and there's no collateral here given to her to keep. Daf Tess, so the simmer Daf Tess is a teapot. So here goes. The potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot chart. Teapot? That must be more in Daf Tess. The potter, who was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds, that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukadesh is to me, which reminds us, a brisa teaches how kedushin is performed with a shtar. Kasav ha'niyar o acheres, if he wrote for the girl's father on a paper or on a pottery shard, afo pishem boshava pruta, even though it's not worth a pruta, bitcha mukadeshesli, your daughter's married to me, or another declaration of kedushin, it's effective. This is in contrast to a document of sale, where it's a seller who writes the shtar. So, the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake, worthless diamonds, that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, which reminds us, we learned from the hekesh of gittin to kedushin that the shtar of kedushin must also be written, lishma. There's machlokes if it must be given with her consent. So the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, didn't bother to show the father the other teapot he had just finished, painted with the words, Bulas Baal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source that relations can affect Kedushin. Rebbe quoted Rabbi Yochanan as darshaning a pasuk, Bulas Baal, a woman who had relations with a man. Melamed shenasul Baal yidei be'ila. This teaches that he becomes her husband through relations. Daf Yud. So the simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. After the minion of Yidden? That must mean Daf Yud. After the minion of diamond dealers with diamonds said to Lasim, all agreed that it's Sofbia, not Chilasbia, that affects Kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Chilasbia Kona, does the beginning of the act of relations acquire for Kedushin or Sofbia Kona, or does the end of the act of relations acquire? It brings two nafkaminas. A Mamer quotes Rub's conclusion, Koel Boel, anyone who has relations, Dato al Gemar Bia, his mind is on the completion of relations, and that is the time Kedushin will take effect. So, after the minion of diamond dealers with diamond stud to Lasim, all agreed that it's Sofbia, not Chios Bia, that affects Kedushin. They got so involved in the Hidim Achokas, whether Bia for Kedushin also affects Nisuin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Bia, Nisuin Osa, do relations done for Kedushin affect Nisuin as well, or Erison Osa, or do they only affect Erison? The Nafkaminas are the three halachas that come into effect after Nisuin. L'Yorsha, to inheritor, L'Tamila, to become tummy for her burial. If he's a Kohen, Ulahafir Nindareh, and to avoid her Nadarim. So after the minion of diamond eagles with diamond studded Talasim, all agreed that it's Sopia, not Chiosbia, that affects Kedushin. They got so involved in Nehida Machokas, whether Bia for Kedushin also affects Nesuin, that they didn't notice the Sadarus de Kohen after relations sitting at the table who wasn't permitted to eat. Truma, which reminds us the more brings a machlokas why an arusa of a kohen after relations cannot eat truma. Daf Yud Aleph. So the siman Daf Yud Aleph is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night. Stars? That must be on Daf Yud Aleph. The girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night refused to accept kesef kedushin less than a dinar, which reminds us that this daf primarily discusses reasons Rabbi Shammai's ruling that kedushin with money requires a dinar. Rabbi Zera offers the first explanation, Isha makpedes al atzma, a woman is particular regarding herself, ein miskadeshes bepachas medinar, and doesn't agree to become married for less than a dinar. Rabbi Shammai is not discussing a case where a woman would stretch out her hand and accept even less than a dinar. Rather, he's referring to where the woman did not see the money given to her because she accepted it at night or appointed a shaliach to accept kedushin for her, in which case Rabbi Shammai assumes that a woman does not consent to kedushin for less than a dinar. So the girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night who refused to accept kesef kedushin less than a dinar was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some kesef tzuri, which reminds us, Rav Yosef explains Beit Shammai's ruling based on the statement of Ravasi, Kol kesef ha'amru b'Torah kesef tzuri, any kesef mentioned in the Torah refers to Tyrian currency, v'shal divreim kesef medina, and any kesef mentioned by the rabbis refers to provincial currency. Tyrian currency was made from pure silver and didn't have a pruta, which is from copper. Since the Torah required a silver coin for kedushin by indicating kesef, it's understood that a coin of significant value is required, which Beit Shammai interprets to be a dinar. So the girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night who refused to accept kesef kedushin less than a dinar was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some kesef tzuri, who was accompanied by his ami Ivriya he purchased for a dinar. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish explains that Beit Shammai derives the minimum amount for kedushin from the minimum amount for the sale of an ami Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, which is a dinar. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, Which daf in Machlokas wine arusa to a kohen is not permitted to truma? That's on daf Yud. Good number two. Which daf in Reish Lakish explains Beis Shammai's ruling is based on the law of an Amma Ivriya who cannot be purchased for less than a dinar? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good number three. Which daf in Kol Shtikusa Delachar Matamaos Lav Kumhi? Any silence after money was given is meaningless and does not constitute consent? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good number four. Which of the one a star of Kedusha must be written with Shema, and it's a Malchokas if it must be given with the woman's consent? That's on Daf. Task. Good number five. Which of the one the Shmu rules that if a man was Makadosh a woman with a single date, we have to be concerned that it's worth a pruta in Madai? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good number six. Which of the one the Rav Yosef explains Beis Shammai's ruling is based on the fact that Kesef in the Torah is referring to Kesef Tzuri, which is silver and has significant value? That's on Daf. Yidav. Good number seven. Which of the one, if a woman says, give a mana to pony, and I'll be married to you, it works based on the principle of an Arev? That's on Daf. Zion. Good number eight. Which of the one, Rabbi Zera explains Beis Shammai's opinions based on the fact that a woman is particular about herself and won't accept less than a dinar for Kedushin? That's on Daf. Yidav. Good number nine. Which of the one, question whether be a Nisun Osa or Erison Osa? That's on Daf. Yud, good. And number 10, which of the one the Rav Chisda told the mother of a man who was Mekadosh a woman with a blue stone worth less than a pruta, that it's not within her ability to prohibit a woman to a second man through her testimony? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. That's everybody. Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.